Thank you so much, Kim Baker, for speaking with me today. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on, Ashley.
So for nearly 25 years, research has shown that living with pets actually provides certain health benefits for human beings. Can you talk to me a little bit about what those health benefits are?
Sure. Well, the one that I think most people are familiar with is just, you know, the petting of a dog or a cat actually slows down your heart rate and really gets you present. All animals live in the present moment. They're not thinking about what happened 5 minutes ago or the 50 million things they have to do in the next, you know, 3 to 4 hours. They're just right there in the moment. And the more that we can get into the present moment and just relax, slow down our heart rate, you know, reducing our stress, that is the most important thing. Stress causes a number of issues on our health. The more that we can take that stress out or, you know, just take a few moments to breathe and relax and slow everything down. You know, watching fish can be very, you know, put you in a meditative trance. And just, you know, allowing your mind to be clear and not thinking about 50 million things all at once and just, you know, relaxing again and deep breathing and slowing things down.
So would you suggest then that people start to get pets in order to have these type of benefits then?
Well, I want to be careful with that particular recommendation because not everyone has a lifestyle that's suited to, you know, having pets. So if you want a pet, find out, you know, why do you want a pet? That's the number one question. What do you want to get out of it? Do you want, you know, health benefits? A dog is great for motivation, for getting you out there to do walk or hiking or running, you know, different things like that. But do you really have the time to commit to the dog? So making sure that you look at why do you want the pet? What is your lifestyle? You know, what is going to be the best type of pet? You know, maybe a fish is a little bit better, but sometimes, you know, it's easy to forget about feeding fish, or you can overfeed them or underfeed them. You know, they're not exactly the easiest things. Cleaning, you know, the tank and stuff like that can be, it's a lot of responsibility regardless of the pet that you choose. So just going through and really making sure that you match the correct pet to your lifestyle will not increase your stress and, you know, your financial strain or responsibility, just making sure that all of that is clear before you decide on what you're going to get.
Right. So do you think also on the alternative then that pets could be beneficial for those who might not want to take traditional medication?
It's going to be, it's a fine balance. You know, I think that pets can definitely, you know, be a great addition. And, you know, one thing, if you don't want to have your own pet, maybe there's all kinds of therapeutic companies out there now that go, you know, to in-home or to hospice or hospitals that bring the animals to you. And maybe that's the best solution for you. And that way you don't have the responsibility yourself for the pet. And so making it an addition, I think that balancing out, you know, your life and your diet and everything to improve your health. Health is really about a balance. It's not about going to one extreme or the other. It's just, you know, every now and then it's okay to have, you know, chocolate chip cookies. But if you have 50 of them every day, it's going to be a problem.
Right. Very true. And what other things would you say then for those who are looking for ways to improve their health with their pets? Like say if they have a pet right now, what can they do more that will help them improve their health?
Just, you know, spending time with, you know, even if you only have 5 minutes, just dedicate that 5 minutes to being fully present with your pet, and you'll start to notice the difference. Maybe you go outside. If the weather's not great, that's okay. You know, stay in. Or if the weather's pretty nice, you know, getting out and just breathing some of that fresh air and letting everything else go, just calming that monkey brain down and spending time with your pet.
That's great. Well, is there any other advice that you would give to those who are looking to maybe get a pet to improve their health?
The best advice, you know, is like I mentioned before, really research, you know, what it is that you're looking to accomplish by getting a pet. Looking what kind of pet's going to be best for you. Is a dog right for you? And then researching the breeds, because there's all kinds of, you know, different types of breeds, mixed breeds. Is a rescue dog the right one for you? Or, you know, going to shelters, going to friends or other, you know, facilities that have existing animals that you can spend some time with just to make sure that it's right for you.
That's great. Well, thank you so much, Kim Baker, for speaking with me today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.